Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Going to the Show, and I'm just a regular guy. So today, it's Ready or Not, the sort of an adult comedy social satire about a terrible wedding night for a bride who is marrying into a very demented and very rich family. The bride is named Grace. She's a plucky sort who has got a problem. She probably should have done a little more homework on the in-laws, because her wedding night is more of a screwball version of The Purge. See, the family are the famous heirs to a board game empire, which I don't know at this point in time has got to be a crumbling empire. When was the last time you even played Parcheesi? Is it still the backgammon game of India? I don't know. But theirs is old money, and they got a long-standing tradition in the family that anybody who enters into it via the marriage route has got to play a game on a wedding night. Not just with the groom, but the whole clan. The bride has got to pick a card, and Grace pulls the worst card, hide and seek. She's like, hey, okay, I can do that. It's a big house, plenty of places to hide. It's a stupid thing to have to do, but okay, it's the family. Only thing, the family leaves out one important detail for her. They seek her armed with crossbows and other ancient weaponry. Their job is to kill her before sunrise. And if they don't, there's a chance the entire family will die instead. But they're not 100% sure. It's some kind of bargain that was made by the old patriarch years ago. So it's a bloody chase and kill movie. And it's up to the plucky Grace in a bloody wedding dress to stay one step ahead of this idiotic family of rich layabout losers while she turns them against each other while they fight amongst themselves, terrified of what might or might not happen to them. Now, you have a rooting interest in this for Grace to escape and turn the tables. You do. I mean, she's great. It's got gore, but it's not a total bloodbath. I thought it lacked tension and scares myself, but it's got some surprises. It's got a few laughs, including a great punchline that really sticks with you. And come on, everybody loves to see the 1% get taken down. I mean, it's as old as the Three Stooges. They used to do that all of the time. This, though, is Ready or Not. Now, if you want to hear some of my other reviews, those are at 93XRT.com. You can get them on a podcast if you want. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.